Okay. The want to talk a little bit this week about the relationship with Yaakov and Esav. Now we're not learning, no, we're not learning Parshas Toldos, but as we'll see, it is relevant to certain psukim this week's parasha. Obviously, Yaakov and Esav were brothers. They were born from same twins, they were born from the same father, same mother. But also, as obviously, in any halachic sense, l'chora, we have no relationship anymore to Esav. There's certainly no yichus. There's no Esav is our Esav or Esav umas olam. There's obviously no kedusha Yisrael. There's no yichus between Yaakov and Esav. It's just like there's no yichus between Klal Yisrael and any other member of umas olam. Yerusha would not go to Bnei Esav. It goes up to Reuven, goes up to Yaakov, but doesn't go up to Bnei Esav. Obviously, so that's saying there's no connection in halacha l'chora. In terms of normal case, Yuchsim Yaakov and Esav were no longer considered related. The source of that, Pshuto, is the Gemara Maseches Nedarim. It's also in Maseches Sanhedrin, where the Gemara darshins the pasuk in Parshas Vayera, I think, where the pasuk says, when Avram is hesitant to send Yishmael out, the Gemara Masech, through Yitzchak you will have Zerah. The Mishnah Masech is in Darim, says as follows: someone makes a neder she'ein nana l'zera Avram, also be Yisrael umutar b'zikachom. Makes a neder that he's not going to have enough from anyone who's defined the Zerah Avram, so he's not allowed to get enough from any Jews. Even Gerim, the Torah says, but mutter to have enough from Goyim, from any guy. In fact, the Gemara, why is that true? Va'ika Yishmael is Zerah Avram. So the Gemara says, no, ki Yitzchak karel chazara. That's exactly the point of the pasuk, that only Yitzchak is Zerah Avram, not Yishmael. The Gemara goes on, va'ika Esav. So how come Esav isn't from Yitzchak? So the Gemara Darshins be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. The din of Kibitzchak Karel Chazara tells you that Zerah Avram is defined as Yitzchak and not all Yitzchak, but only some of the line from Yitzchak, which means Yaakov and not Esav. The Gemara Sanhedrin says use this pasuk as well as a source that there's no mitzvah mila, the doros, for not for Yishmael and not for Esav, because he be Yitzchak Karel Chazara. Yitzchak lo Yishmael and be Yitzchak lo Kol Yitzchak lafuga Esav. So that's what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us that that nothing about Avram Avinu's destiny, about his halachos, the Esav is simply not considered Zerah Avram at all. On the other hand, this will start with the Kiddush Parsha. There are a whole bunch of places in Tanakh where Yitzchak is called our brother. Esav, sorry, is called our brother. One of them is this week's Parsha. The pasuk says, it says twice. It says in Parashas Chukas. Also, at the same event, which is when it initially takes place, when the Jews are stepping forth, approaching Edom. So the pasuk says, in other places in Tanakh, you have it. Hello, Mechamas Achicha Yaakov Tchaschav Usha. The B'nei Malachi. Hello, Och Esav Yaakov. And probably maybe most emphatically is in this in the Torah. In Parashki say it's Lo Sa'ev Adomi Ki Achicha Hu. So various places in Chumash and all over Tanakh, we find the Torah emphasizing the fact that Esav is considered, it's called an Ach of Yaakov. Moreover, we have the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin is discussing the halacha that with there is Yerush, that with a guy Yerush of Dvar Torah, that there's a Yerush at least from father to son, of Shaila, but other Yerushas, but what do you exactly do? So the Gemara says, Yerchesam, so the Gemara starts with Zayin Abayz, and Yerchesam and Aleph, The Gemara says this: Rechira Avin Rabbi Yochanan Oyvig Chav Yerush Avin Dvar Torah. Zichsev Ki Rushal Esav Nasatias Har Seir. Also this expression. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael they can't take, they're not going to be able to capture or any land from Edom. Says why is that? Ki Yerushal Esav Nasatias Har Seir. It's given to Esav as a Yerusha. So it's called Yerusha. So you see, there's Yerusha with Umos Oilam, with Gayim. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily, not a raya. The Dilma Yisrael Mumar Shaini. Maybe Esav is different because Esav is Yisrael Mumar. He's Esav. Esav's Yit. Esav's Yit. He's Yisrael Mumar. He's a Mumar. Okay, but that's not a raya for Goyarish Av. Now Lamaisa, the din is Goyarish Av is Vartara. The Gemara has other sources. So at the end of the day, this pasuk does not have to be explained based on Yerushal Esav, does not have to be explained based on this statement that Esav is considered Yisrael Mumar. But the Gemara seems to assume, Gemara doesn't even say Dilma Yisrael Mumar who. The Gemara says Dilma Yisrael Mumar Shaini, meaning it seems taken as a given that Esav is Yisrael Mumar. And the question is, well, maybe that's different, that's not different. Or at the very least, is a Dilma in the Gemara, which Gemara seems okay with suggesting that Esav is Dinav Yisrael Mumar. So how does Esav Dinav Yisrael Mumar? Hello, he says, Be Yitzchak, Lo Kol Yitzchak. He's not part of the whole history of Klal Yisrael. What's going on? How do you reconcile that with this Gemara that says Esav Dinav Yisrael Mumar? And what does Akhva Zulpazuk be talking about? So there are a number of approaches which, and this touches in actually in a few places in Tshuvas. Why if we get into anyone's Tshuvas, we'll see shortly, Blinether. There are a few halakhic ramifications, possibly, and a few broader, maybe Ashkaf ramifications, and also Pshat and Tzuk ramifications of this question. The Chassam Sofer and the Marit. Excuse me. Both essentially in this part is the same. Take the approach that Esav, when he was born, was Yisrael. And Esav could have been, at least in theory, part of Klai. So you find that that seems to be the mashmos of the Psukim, or at least in the Ershim Psukim. Rashi in a few places. Rashi, who was close to the Medrash. The Parashas Chukas he quotes it on that pasuk where it said Koamar Achicha Yisrael. It's also it says in Parashas Yishlach. There he says why would Klai Yisrael emphasize in Koamar Achicha Yisrael. So Rashi writes, Marol has Marol has to go. Hello. Please mute that. Thanks. Amar Achim Achinu Bnei Avram. Shenem Marlon.
Yehuda, this is quite a film you're producing.
I think Rebbe can mute everyone.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's go up. So the Rashi says in Parashas Chukas, Al Shneinu Yechov Paro Be'etzim, both Yaakov and Esav should have had the chov of Geri Azarecha, but because here's Atari Dad is called to Asher Mitzasnu. Because we were the ones who, we, Klai Yisrael, suffered Mitzrayim, and not you, Esav, Memela, that's why we should get Eretz Yisrael and leave us alone. Fine. Rashi says, Vayelach Eretz Yaakov Achiv, that Esav elected to leave Eretz Canaan because they didn't want to have the destiny of Avraham Avinu. So, Be'etzim, Esav could have had it, or he was born Yisrael Mumar, but when he was a Mumar, when he was Hamir, he left. And once he left, he no longer has a status of Zera Avram whatsoever. No longer has Zera Avram whatsoever. And that's what the Pesukim mean. Ki B'Yitzchak Karo L'Chazara was essentially a remez, a prediction. That's what they're saying. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, The point in context, Esav Yaakov is more important. In context, the point was Yitzchak and Yishmael. Be Yitzchak is in Rameh, in retrospect, to the fact that ultimately it would only be one part of Yitzchak of Yaakov and Esav. But he was born, he was Yisrael Mum. Why are they discussing that? And what are the Achvah? And what's the point of the Achvah? So some Sefer is discussing in a few places because he's dealing with the Trumas Adeshin. Some Sefer is in Evan Ezer. In Chelek Beis of Ezra, it's in Ayin Dalet and Peches, I believe. They're discussing a problem that the Rishonim and the Gaonim talk about at length, which is the problem of Zika to an Ach Mumar. This is a problem that could come up and did come up on occasion and create a lot of tzaras. If you were to if you were to have someone who dies without children, so there's Zika to his brother. Let's say the brother's a mumar. The brother's not interested in doing chalitza. This woman's going to be stuck indefinitely. So the Gaon and Rishonim struggle mightily to figure out, is it possible to say that there's no Zika in such a case? The different svaras were given. Some Rishonim suggested that the svar is that anyone who's a mumar doesn't have a din of an ach. Just doesn't have an achicha. Just like we have lavayers alach, avedas achicha. Sometimes someone's a mumar, at least a mumar haches or mumar lavazara, is just a mechlal achva. So in Melo, when it's a kiyesh v'achim yachtav, there's no zika to the mumar. So the Truma Zdeshin writes, he discusses this issue, and he writes that one of the objections here is that's not true. He says, find the line here. He says, achva in different places means different things. When it comes to aveis achicha, let's say, their achva means, or v'chei achicha imach, their achva means part of the Jewish people. When it comes to geishu achem yachdav, it means biological relationship. And he says, and I'll prove to you that a mumar is still called an ach when that's the criteria. He says, a mumar nami, aval bish is a reishchav gimel trumas dash, and aval bish nishkame lo poskol to dosav. The same brother, the same parents, the ace of Nami Yisrael Mumaraya. Kedisa Parakam of the Kedushin. The Afbichay Mashkachas at Torah Kro Ochli Yakov became a duchti. So the Torah many times called Esav an Ach. I was a Mumar. So there it is. You can be a Mumar, still be an Ach. So the Chassam Sofer says no. Esav is Nishkenach. There's no relationship between Yaakov and Esav. I mean, when they were born, they were achim. But after that, we get to later in Chumash, get to Nach, they're not achim. What does the psukim mean? So he says, well, the psukim means something else. He said a few things, but one of the things he says is that, of course, there was a physical relationship, there's a biological relationship, genetic relationship between Yaakov and Esav, and there's therefore still a genetic relationship between Bnei Yaakov and Esav. That's true. And that's meaningful, because it should be natural, interesting Chassam Sofer, it should be natural that people have a certain care towards people who are their blood relatives. And that doesn't require yichus and din. So he says, in Peches, he says, that, l'mashal, he says, mechamas achicha Yaakov, lo shilchas chavusha, it's another achim b'yichus. It just means that you're saying to Esav, you and Yaakov were born from the same parents. So Mela, you should, there's a busha to Mechamas, but the fact that you took advantage of your brother Yaakov, that's embarrassing. That's degrading. You shouldn't do that. He's your brother. He's not your brother in din. Doesn't matter, he's not your brother in din. So it should be a natural relationship. He says, and when the pasuk in Malachi says, ki ach Esav Yaakov, that says, Ke'ach Esav Yaakov means originally we were an Ach. And Hashem chose us and rejected Esav. And what is Lo Sa'eva Adomik Yechichu, says the Chassam Sofer? He says, hold on 1 second. I think he says, now I can't. Here's my literature. I don't remember if it's the second. He says the same thing. Says the Chassam Sofer, is that since we're supposed, it's a mid of achzarius, this is simply achzar to be Messiah of Edom, because Edom is achinu. It's not achinu and did bechlau, but since Edom is achinu, so then lo seiv adomi. Okay, but what's the context here? The context is someone who's an adomi who converts, and after three generations, we're not supposed to be marchik them. We're not supposed to distance them. That's what says reject them. Why reject them? Because of Chicho, because ultimately they come back to us. We're related. We're not related in Halach. Halach, we're totally unrelated. But it would be a sense, for us, it would be a certain feeling, it would reflect on Achzarius to reject people from Edom specifically. That's the same service shot. But in the end, there's no Achva at all. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Besides the fact that we said, like, besides the fact that the Gemara says, that there is no Yitzchak, so it's telling you it's rejecting Esau the Zera Avram. He says it has to be like that, says the Chassam Sofer, because Naniach Bnei Esau was let's say Esau had the Yisrael, but who did Esau marry? Who did Esau's children marry? They married Nochmi Yisrael Gamrei. So how could they have? So, and we know that Klai Yisrael Ziach is Yisrael Shnos Nachris Avlad Holcha Achareim. According to Ramayim before Matan Torah, and certainly after Matan Torah. So then Esav would be, anyway, the relationship would have been gone. So how can the Psukim come after Matan Torah and say you're still related to Esav? Doesn't make any sense. Halacha doesn't make any sense. There's no halacha relationship whatsoever. Something like that appears in the Marit. I'll just, before we get back to the context of the Marit, just two points of some things Chassam Sofer raised. In terms of Los Evadomi, so it occurred to me maybe, and then I think I found the Sefer Chinuch that I'm smashing like this. And maybe Lo Seiv Adomi Ki Yechichuhu could be answered in a different way. There's a whole discussion in the Parashas Drachim, the Parashas in Drush Zion, the Mishnah Melech and Sefer Parashas Drachim, how such also relates to this week's Parasha. But I'm going to, if we have time, we'll get back to the relation of this week's Parasha. But he quotes a tshuva from Mari Basan, Rechil Basan, or in the early Achronim, that he talks about whether someone who is a mumar, whether Zera apostles consider Zera in general, and he calls it Tarakula. Someone's a mumar, does he have a name Zera? Okay. So sometimes yes, he says the fact that we need psukim tell you sometimes yes is right, the bestam no. That's what he talks about over there. So he says, and then he says, if a zera puzzle doesn't have a din of a zera and kol tarakula, if someone has a children who are mumarim, they're not considered related to them and kol tarakula, then why do we need a pasuk in the darim to tell you that Yishmael is not included, Esav is not included? They're mumarim. So Yishmael could say male he did tshuva at the end, but Esav. So Esav's mumar anyway. So why do you need a pasuk to tell you that? If anyway, is there a pasuk not going to say Zera? So he suggests maybe that's the mucker. The mucker, is there a pasuk, lose the status of Zera? Is Esav. Shmuel and Esav, that Esav is not, is Lo Yikaro. Why? Esav was Yisrael. Teretz is, because when he left, so he's not considered Zera. Again, with the Yisrael, it's different. It's still of Gush, it's Yisrael. But in terms of the Yachas to the parents, doesn't have a din of Zera of the Yav for many halachos. So he says, so, but then it comes out like this. It comes out that the reason why Esav is bechlal not part of Israel is specifically because a general cloud, that Mumarim really are out of the picture. And the only reason he says actually a regular Mumar would have a din of, would, if a Noder Mizera Avram would not be Asar Mumarim, is because the Mumar would be Chosar B'tshuva. But Esav was permanent. Esav can't be Chosar B'tshuva. But let's say Esav is Niskayer. So would anyone say, Haytochen, that maybe a Ben Esav who's Niskayer is like Chosar to the din, to the status of Achva of Ben Esav? The only reason Esav left is because they were Hemiru. And if they're Chosar Niskayer, so they'd be, to be Chosar would be considered Zera Avram. So I don't know. I mean, I mentioned what's not green. Obviously, they're not related to anybody at that point. We still say Gershon's got a conscience. So I'm not sure the nafkamina other than Lofsai Adomi, but I did see, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, he sounds like he says exactly that. The Sefer HaChinuch on Lofsai Adomi, again, this is, it's more in time of the mitzvahs. I don't know if any other nafkamina of this. But he says in Tov Kuf Samach Gimel, says the Sefer HaChinuch, what's the shorash mitzvah of not rejecting Edomim? So he says, because Al Kain Bas has Haraleim, Shaloli Mana Mischatim Bam. Don't refrain from intermarrying with Edomim. Here. The Ain Luk Boaleim Sinabil Venokach. And we shouldn't hate them. The Achenu Yikaru Bihisgayram. And they're considered when they convert. So when the pasuk says it means don't hate them because they Edomim who convert specifically from Esav are achinu. So I don't know what other ramifications it has, but it's worth pointing out. Sefer Achinuch. We'll see. Surely the Ramban definitely doesn't. I think pretty clearly doesn't learn that way, but. That's one point. The Chasam Sofer's raya about the fact that they married Nachrios, the Marit says as well. And the Marit basically starts with, what's the context of the Marit? The Marit is relevant to the halachas Ron Shulchan Aruch. I mean, the Greger quotes Marit, but the discussion that it's talking about is Ron Shulchan Aruch. It starts with the Rivash, and it's Nogeya in a few months from now, Bez Hashem. The Mechaber says, in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. In Baal Tfilim. So everyone knows this pasuk. The end of Zichronos. What's the Nusuch? Vakidas Yitzchak Lizaro Rachamim Zaro Tizkor. So apparently, going back times in Rishonim, there was another nusach. I think some machzorim even have in the parentheses. Ba'kedas Yitzchak lizaro shel Yaakov bracham tizkor. So the Rivash says that's a toast. The Rivash says Malchus is a toast because since what do you mean lizaro shel Yaakov? Esav is not. There is only one zaro of the avos. That's Yaakov. Lazaro means Yaakov. What else could it be? If you're saying Lazaro Shekel Adarabba, you're implying that is also Zaro, but we're responsible that only the Schus the Akeda should only be for the Yaakov Zaro, not Yisav Zaro. What do you mean the Schus Akeda doesn't go for Yisav? They're not part of, they don't have the Schus of the Avos because they're not part of Zara Avos. So it's a wrong Nusach. So that's what the Mechaber Paskin. The Mechaber goes out of his way to say, don't say that Nusach. The Akeda says the Mechaber and Tov Kutsari Al Zion, the Akeda says Yitzchak. Hayom lezaro tizkor kachi anuscha mufursemes v'amedakmusemes v'amedaktkim lomar lezaro Yaakov tizkor. Apparently, some dafka wanted to do it that way. Mishana beishatavach alchomim bebrachos eil toya. It's pasha wrong. So we'll see. The Ram Taz not so sure it's pasha wrong, but and Mishnah Berurah doesn't have a clear achron on the shaila. Macharis says pasha wrong, and Maritz agrees. Maritz says the brightness. That's what he's talking about. This nusach. That's what she was about. In the chelik beisim and vaveding. No, this nusach. And he says the reason why it's correct is because, like we said, Zera of Esav are not considered Zera Avram, not considered Zera Avos, and they marry Nachrios. So anyway, it doesn't make sense. They could be. So they're off. So the correct Nusach is to say Lazaro. I don't know if anyone, I think that's what, I mean, the shul that I recall, I think that's what people use, that I've experienced. I know if people, there are places that Dafkas have Nusach Zera Sheyakov. I don't know. It does exist, but the Taz actually prefers it. So it's, I don't know if any, Shuls have the meaning of the Taz, they might say. But the Royal American. Oh. That's the kind of Marit. That Marit says that's right. Oh. But the problem is that, well, first of all, is there any way to justify that minig? But a few other problems here which make it sound like it is not also simple. Number one, the Gemara in Seches Kiddushin, that Gemara which says that Yisav is Yisrael Mumar. So what's its raya? It's raya from the pasuk Ki Yerushal, this week's parasha. Ki Yerushal Esav Nasati Yisar Seir. Yerusha le'esam nesat yarseir. Who has that Yerusha at the time of Chazal? The time of the Chumash, I mean. Time of Sefer Dvarim, time of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not Esav. It's not Esav's sons. I have grandsons. Probably, I don't know. How many Doros after Esav already who were living there? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's telling the Klal Yisrael, stay away. Ki Yerusha le'esam nesat yarseir. I mean, the Yerusha is still Kayim. Is the Yerusha, which is continuing from Esav through his Doros. Now, la halacha, that's again, la maskana, la dina, that's not a problem because goyim are yorish of it, so it's not a problem. But lefi the Gemara's suggestion, the Gemara's havmina was, you can't bring a raya from here because maybe you saw a mumershain. That solves for Esav, but how, three generations later, are they still being yorishit? So you could say it's a techiya bi'alma, the Gemara could have said that, okay, I mean, it's not. But the aura from the Gemara, I think, is the aura. The pasuk on the Gemara is that this the Gemara is using Yisrael Mumer Shani to be Mamshech Yerusha continually to Esav's descendants. Aye, what do you do with the kasha of the Marit Chacham Sefer that they marry Nashim Nachrios? So I'm not sure, but I will make the following aura. Maybe this is a pessimistic answer. If you hold that. Let's start with this one. There's, you may be familiar with the Ramban in Parashat Emor, where he talks about the machloek is him in the Baalei Tosfos, whether or not before Matan Torah, if a Nachri married Yisraelis, was a child, the child Negerus. They're talking about the Mekalel, the Megadev, and Rashi writes, based on the Torah's Kohen, he was in the Skyer. The question was, he means he was in the Skyer. So the Ramban quotes the Chachmei Tzurfatim, that his mother was Shlomo's Bas Debri, his father was a Mitzri, and therefore he had to be Mizgayer because of Umos Cholach Achar Zachar. And the Rabban says, no, the Avos, once they were Nichnas Lebrius, had a status of Klal Yisrael, and therefore if the mother's Jewish, the child's Jewish. So first of all, if you don't hold it to Chachma Tzafatim, I'm not sure if it's such a Kasha, because what you could say is as follows. In terms of It's true. In terms of the relationship between Yaakov and Esav, you know, they're not. Esav, no one's claiming that Esav are Jewish anymore. That's not the Shaila. The Shaila isn't been Esav 100% Jewish. The Shaila is not Jewish for all mitzvahs. That's for sure true. The Shaila is for Hilchos Yerusha. The Gemara's Dilmi Yisrael Mumer Shaini. Now there was a Akash Baruch who gave Yerusha to Esav. So Akash Baruch gave Yerusha to Esav's Har Seir. That status. So that was given, maybe we'll get back to this, very possibly, we'll see some occurrences, that was given as part of the Avtocha, as Yerusha given through from Avraham Avinu to Esav. We'll see if that's true. But if you say it like that, so then Esav's status as Bnei Esav was meant to go through the Zachar. But that's what was given. It was given B'toras Yerusha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Pasuk's saying it, but gave Yerusha. And at that point, Esav had a din Yisrael. Esav's din, till Matan Torah, Esav's status would have continued through the Av. If it would have continued through the Av, then possibly what the Gemara is saying is that the original status, it was given, there was especially Yerusha given to Esav by Kosh Baruch Hu, Yerusha Esav. I that a riot, Yerusha to go, no, Esav had a status of Yisrael at the time. But the gather of that Yerusha, though, of that status was going to go from Av to Ben, and the status so once that's true, it was meant to go to Av Ben. It was meant to go to Av to Ben, even if it was Nari Nachrios, because ultimately his status as Bnei Esav would continue. So it was meant to go to anyone with the status of Bnei Esav. So anyone with the status of Bnei Esav would continue, which started as the status of Yisrael, and that as a quasi Yisrael, it never advanced beyond that because they never got Gerus, obviously. But that status continued. That status of a quasi Yisrael that kite, you know, may have continued through the Yerusha because that would follow the father. Either Ramban does it. Ramban would say it follows the mother. So I have a diuk. I just mentioned this. Sorry, too much into this, but the Ramban says there in that piece in Behar, I mean in Emor. I'm sorry. Says at the end, the ain't daitikach. I disagree with the Chacham Yitzavatim. Ki me'esha ba'avram b'bris, when Avram, since Avram had a bris, how you Yisrael? They were considered Jews. Uva goyim ha'ischashu, and they weren't considered goyim. U'kamosh amar b'esav, they're Yisrael Mumer Shani. That's like one of his rayas. He brings a raya from Yisrael Mumer Shani that there was a status of being Yisrael before Mount Torah. So he thinks Esav had that status. And then he says like this, V'kal v'choymer adover, im la'achar matan Torah shekusia ba'bas avra mechayev elavim, v'in lebo kiddushin, kal v'choymer, if after matan Torah, a guy who is ba'bas Yisrael, which is Aser, and has no tzvis kiddushin, still, it's mikvah tarul umos, achshir zlod elios kamoah, still metahir, the goyishkeit, the non-Jewish part of the child, and the vlad like the Jewish like the mother, So kolshkin kodematan Torah, having a Jewish mother is metahir. So what's this kal v'chomer? That if having a Jewish mother is enough after matan Torah, as having a Jewish mother is not before matan Torah. How about the opposite? Having only the Jewish father. So there's no kal v'chomer, right? Because after Matan Torah, what would be the Kalvachomer? Kalvachomer that after Matan Torah, it's Nachrios undermined it. So Kalvachomer before she undermined it. That's not Kalvachomer at all. I wonder if the Ramban only, I'll just point out, the Ramban only says that Kodesh Matan Torah having a Jewish mother is enough. He never says that Kodesh Matan Torah having a Jewish father was not enough. This doesn't say here. That gets a little bit into. That he doesn't say. So it can sign that the Ramban is not disagreeing with that. I mean, everyone's a Chassam Sofer and the Ma'arid obviously assuming not that way. But I wonder if it's so muchach in the Ramban that Kodesh Matan Torah. A Jewish father, it gets into the question of the Shvatim married, but the Jewish father would have been enough. In which case, even Esav has to ask Yisrael, again, his status would have continued through the father, no matter who they married. If that's true, when it says Yerushalayim Satis Ar Seir, it meant to Esav and going through people who are Zera Esav, and Zera Esav would be defined even then as going through the father. So it's at least also the father. So it's possible that maybe that would be a terror to this Kasha, because we'll see, we'll have to answer the question somehow. We're at the end of the Kashasan. Now, first of all, because again, I just mentioned the Gemara Kiddushin, but Pshuto, Gemara Kiddushin sounds like there's some sort of status of Yisrael, even to Bnei Esav, quasi Yisrael, whatever, to Bnei Esav. Obviously, not Yisrael, Chas Shalom, but the status, the unique status of Esav, the Yerusha, continued. You also see in the Ramban this week's parasha, the Chassam Sofer actually jumps in the Ramban this week's parasha. He doesn't understand it for a number of reasons, but what the Ramban says, Sure, Ramban. Achichem ben Esav. Says Ramban, Sheyichus Yisrael min Avram. Because Bnei Yisrael descend from Avram. The whole Zaro Achim, all the Zaro Avram are considered Achim, they're brothers. Kikula mei Nimulin, they all have Mila, or it probably means they all are originally descended from the original Chiyah Mila. Vizet tam lo seiv Adom ki achichu. And that's Pshan lo seiv Adom ki achichu, meaning the Edom in general, not just Edom when they convert, Edom in general, has the Asav achicha. And Yishmael Nachzer Bnei Pilagshim, they're Eino Ba'achma Menakoso Kivitzik Chorer Chazar. So Ramban says, Veirish, Ramban says that when the Torah calls Esav Achim, that's meaningful. It's because they're considered Zera Avram. Or because they're Miuchas together with Yaakov, let's say it that way. He says, Milo, leave it out. But he says, then that's true even for Zera Esav generations later. They're still called Achim. And Yishmael Naki Bitzlai Karel Chazara. So the Ramban, another thing you see in the Ramban, the surprising is that he is taking the Pshuto Shemekar Kibar Yitzchak Karel Chazara, as opposed to Yishmael, and dropping the Drosh Chazal of Yitzchak Volko Yitzchak somehow, and saying that obviously the Gemara means something by it, but it's not the same. And there's still this some sort of a status of Achva that exists with the Esav, even the Torahs. It's in the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, when he talks about the mitzvah lo seiv adomi, chelagimel, so he talks about the reason behind it. He says, you see from here, you sowed that you have to have a Be nice, basically, you have to be nice to your relatives, even if they're nice to you. Basically, more or less, that's what the Rambam says. It says mitzvah is the same thing. People want someone to do a toiva, even though if they're nasty, you have to yourself to have a karasato. But you have to be nice to your kroivim. You don't get the impression he means specifically because they were in his gayer. Because if they're in his gayer, probably they're no longer, they left the people when asked of you. Sounds like he thinks there's a musug of be nice to Edom and calling them your kroivim even at that time. Okay, it's his time. You can, it's not, you don't necessarily say differently than the Lutchan Shaver says. But it sounds a little bit like he thinks that there's some sort of a kurva, something that exists even to me, Salvadorus. They're meaningful. Oh. But what's meaning? What is, so let's finish up with a few more points. What does this mean? So before we get back to what it means, like obviously it doesn't mean, as we said before, it doesn't mean the Jewish anymore. It obviously doesn't mean we're related in any halachic sense. So what is the significance of the Torah talking about and mentioning it? Let's hold that for a second. Just to get back to, and maybe possibly to address the Kibitz Lekarach Hazara question, is that what the Achronim say in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah? There is a Magen Avram. Magen Avram tries to defend this minhag of saying Lezera Yaakov, which again implies that Akedas Yitzchak would have been helpful for theory, could be helpful for Esav also. So he says, what do you mean they're not Nikra Zera? So the Magen Avram says, he quotes the Rivash and he says, I think that Dachri Moshe in Ma'aril already has the Girsa of Lezera Shal Yaakov. I don't know, what did the Yaakov say? Yaakov, what did Yaakov say? I don't know. So, I'll mute everyone. Anyway, so, can't unmute you too much. Okay, now I'm mute. But the, so, there's the Magen Avraham. He doesn't understand the Kasha. All you see from the Drasha, Kivitz Lekar Chazara, is that Esav is not called Zera Avram. He's called Zera Yitzchak. Doesn't say anyone not called Zera Yitzchak. Yitzchak, Yikar Lecha to Avram Zera, we'll call Yitzchak. But maybe Yitzchak has Esav called Zera Yitzchak, in which case Lazaroi, okay, that's Yitzchak Lazaroi, could be Esav. That's it, Zera Shal Yaakov. That's the Magen Avraham. Marit quotes that suggestion and doesn't like it. He tries to show from Sukkim that no, Zera Yitzchak is also only Yaakov. But that's a discussion that Achrayim, that's one way out of the Ha'ara. And that would explain, at least in terms of the Gemara and Darim, why even though again, Esav is not called Zera Avram, there still might be a quotation marks relationship. They're not; he still has a status of being connected to Yitzchak. Yeah, Achrayim discuss whether that's right or not. It's also again just pshat in the tefillah, because Vakedas Yitzchak. Lizaro, Bracham Tizkar. Who's Zaro? Zaro Shel, Shelo. Who's Shelo? So assumption is Magen Avraham is Shelo means Yitzchak. If you look in the Marit and you look at the, I think they quoted from Yaakov Emden also, he says, they say no, it's going back to the beginning of the paragraph where it says, now I'm sure remember, I don't have the Machzor in front of me, where it says, I don't know if it's a Chronos Barat, but it mentions Avram. What does it say over there? No, it says, bum, 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 bum. Uzchor lo nakeda she'okan Avram avinu b'har Maria, v'zos, et cetera, et cetera. V'akeza lo zarum izara Avram. So if it's zara Avram, the Sarah won't help you. So the question was, what's the pshat? This, which is probably Nogea, Limbo in the Maisa da Akeda, you know, who's listed is. It says Chos Avram, it's Chos Iker, it's Chos Yitzchak. The pasuk talks about it from the pasuk in the context of Avram. Can you tell us Avram? The Rambam based on Bechira talks about both Avram and Yitzchak. Ish kan in hamakom harich. But so that's just pshat in the words you're saying. Rosh Hashanah. Who's Chos is it? Okay, Zara was the machlokes Zachronim. It means Zara of Avram, Zara Yitzchak. So if it's Zara Avram, this Teretz doesn't help. The Ma'aseh, the Rambam we just read sounds like he's called Zara Avram too, to some extent. Obviously, you have to deal with the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ki Yitzchak will call Yitzchak. Obviously, in Din, the Gemara used to tell you in Din that he doesn't have a Chiyuv Mila, doesn't have Din Mitzvahs Avram. He's not called Zera Avram fully, but apparently, he's more Zera Avram than Yitzchak, than Yishmael is. Yishmael is totally disconnected from the destiny of Avram, but Yitzchak, but Esav somehow is some Shaychus to Zera Avram. Again, my Nafkamina, besides possibly the Nusach and Tefillah and Rosh Hashanah. Tefillah Hashanah reflects the fact that there's some Esav can be yonek from something about of Avraham Avinu, some schus or something of Avraham Avinu or Yitzchak. So two things in history. One is also in the sixth parasha. Rashi in the sixth parasha. Rashi says. Don't take the land from Esav. Why don't they take the land from Esav? Because I gave it to Yerushal Esav. Says Rashi, Yerushal Esav me Avram. Eser ammim nasati lo. I gave him 10 ammim. Shiva lechem v'kenu knizi kadmonim amon umoa v'seir. Achzim l'Esav v'ashtayim v'nei lot. Because of the schar they went to Mitzrayim. And says Rashi, therefore aso kibno. So Rashi says, if you look in Barashat Lechach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised everyone 10 nations. 7 we know were in Eretz Canaan. The other are Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni. Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni are Edom, Moab, and Ammon. So we know Esav got Edom and Bnei Lot got Moab and Ammon. So what's Pshat in the Pesukim? It's Pshat in the Pesukim that Avraham made after, Hashem made Avraham made after for 10. Like the Medrash sounds like it. Look at the Medrash, Medrash Rabba and Lechach, Hashem promised 10. He only gave 7 every day. So far, he's only given us 7. Eventually, he'll give us the other 3. Rashi learns not that way. Pshuta. Rashi learns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised 10 to Avram. He gave 10 to Avram. He gave Edom to Avram? Yeah, he gave it to Esav. That's giving it to Avram. That Edom has B'schus Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. Now, that's what the Mizrahi writes. And in that piece in Parashat Drachim, he gets all upset about it. He says, what do you mean? That's not Pshat in the Pasuk. Pshat in the Pasuk is that there's a Havtacha that will get it, Lots of Love, when Rashi says that in Chumash later. So, L'chayra, what you have to say is that there's two stages, again, two levels this. There is a promise given to the Zaracha. So, Zaracha says, Aretz Azos. The Iker Zer, of course, is Yitzchak V'lo Kol Yitzchak. The Iker Zer, of course, is us, and not Esav. So, all Lots of Love, we're going to get it. But Ben Tayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't believe the Havtacha totally not fulfilled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to someone who has a some connection to Avraham Avinu, who can cast some status as Zera Avraham Avinu, and he gave it to Esav, or gave it to Lot, who, even though it's a nephew, he gave it to Ki'ilu, Rashi's Ki'ilu Beno. He gave him the schus to get from Avraham Avinu. So that's the mashmaos of Rashi. Again, the Parash Drachim is not Rashi. I mean, he can't be, but the simple thing of Rashi is that he gets Yerusha from Avraham Avinu, which is Kayim Yerusha Esav, Satis Har Seir, is Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. And if it's Yerusha from Avraham Avinu, and as we pointed out before, the simple reading of the Gemara and Kiddushin is that it's still Kayim continually as the Yerusha of Avraham Avinu. So there's some still Lechora. It sounds like this is still a Kiyum of the Havtacha it was still being fulfilled that time in history. The Kiyum Havtacha, the Avraham Avinu would get his Zera would get Esar Amim and included Edom. And I'll end with the Drasha Saran. The Ran takes his connection in second drasha takes his connection to Yaakov and Esav seriously. And he says, it's like this. He says, we know, u'lom b'lom yamatz, when Yaakov goes up, Esav goes down, when Esav goes up, Yaakov goes down. So he says, what the relationship is as follows. It's really all totally on us. Esav can't go up and push us down. That doesn't happen. Tell Yaakov, if we're Zoycha, we're going to be up. Why is it, though, that when we go down, Esav goes up? Says Ran, striking. Says, "Vahu kim lo tzik." That's the drasha starts with the pasuk in Malachi. Hafti yitzchem ha'arashem v'amartem ba'ahav t'ani alo och Esav v'yakon Hashem v'ohav es Yaakov es Esav sandeksi. The Kiddush is that we were both Achim and Af Bichein, Hashem loves us and hates Esav. But the fact that both Achim, he says, Ki Yim Lo Tzikas Hashem Yizberach Asher Yaseh B'Yakob Oy V'Yachniya. See, we're not for the fact that Hashem loved us. Who would he prefer the most after us? Esav? Esav from Yaakov, Avram and Yitzchak? L'miyach Bozi Ben Kol Amin Rav L'Hanachil Kisei Kov Yosher Me'esav? Ben Ahuva Asher Yishal Chavos L'Fon of Avram Yitzchak? And therefore, when we're on Zorcha, that's why Esav has so much power. Because the only reason Esav doesn't have power is because we are more important. But without that, the Esav has so much power. The reason why Esav hates us, Esav has so much Soros, and this is Koyach gives so much Soros, is because Esav comes from Avraham Yitzchak. That's what Ran writes. Was it? In Lo Beis Yaakov Zayas Lichum Lucha. He said, that's why, he said, the Pesukim start, Eilu told us Yitzchak, Ki Eilu Ashnayim Yaakov Esav and Yitzchak, Barash Hain told us Yitzchak. They're called told us Yitzchak because of history. The whole history is because there's two told us Yitzchak. There's Esav and Yaakov, and HaKadosh Baruch was Mavtiach us, Okay, Esav and Yaakov, Shavahav is Yaakov. But, and we have the opportunity to Mekayim that, but specifically because it didn't have to be that way. HaKadosh Baruch was always us, and because of that, we have the Koach to overturn Esav. But Esav's Koach is because of their connection to Avram Yitzchak. So that another again Nafkamina, but Nafkin history, where the Ran sees that the Esav isn't totally Esav through the Doiris isn't totally detached from the Avos. He has a Koach because of Schus Avos, but we have more Koach. We have the bigger Koach. We have the Ikar Yush, obviously Kiv Yitzchak, well Kol Yitzchak. We have the destiny of Klaus from the Avos. We have the Mitzvah of the Avos, and we have the Koach of Olam Yamatz to be Zeichet to Olam Moshe Meretzi. Okay.
Can I just clarify one point?